morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking together on our walk with Christ. Today is April the 7th, 2022. Well, yesterday we discussed the next generation knowing. And in that discussion, we wondered if the next generation would know the Lord. We talked about many ways that show that the present generation doesn't know the Lord. But today I want to talk to you about the blessing of knowing the Lord. Every morning when I wake up, I spend a few moments in prayer. Well, you know, maybe it's not actually prayer, but I do wake up on most days contemplating something about God or someone who needs the Lord in their life. It seems like there's always someone or something different and new on my mind every morning. And I think that's what the psalmist meant when he said in Psalm 63:6, "When I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches." Do you find yourself meditating on God in the night watches? I do sometimes, often, and every morning. So this morning when I woke up, I was focusing on just how blessed my life has been. You know, life hasn't always been easy, but it has been blessed. Actually, in some of the most difficult circumstances of life, I have found the greatest blessings. I've seen God move in my life, work in my life, change circumstances. And it's in those that I recognize the blessing of being a child of God. So as I lay pondering that thought this morning, I thought, that is exactly what I wish for my children. I wish they would understand the blessing which comes along with following Christ. It may not always be easy, but it will be blessed. As a matter of fact, we understand from the scriptures that our days are not going to be easy. They're going to be few and full of trouble. So then as I was getting ready, I was listening to one of my daily podcasts. It was Dr. R.C. Sproul. Ultimately, I believe is the name of the podcast. And he was speaking about providence. He was explaining how life is not controlled by fate, that life is controlled by a personal, loving Father who orders the events of life according to his providence. As I listened, I thought, that is exactly why my life has been blessed, the providence of God. Later, I was reading a little paper which comes with our Sunday school material. It's called Powerful Living. And in that, there was this pamphlet discussed the life of Thomas Davis. And he's the keyboardist, the present keyboardist for the Commodores. But anyway, it's talking about his life and growing up and learning to play music. And here's what he says. "In junior high, I was baptized and I knew I was being led by God. There was never any question about that for me. I realized even back then that all these opportunities playing out in my life were from the hand of God." That's the providence of God. This young man learning at an early age that God's hand was upon his life. And you know what? I realize the same. I realize my life is blessed because the hand of God is upon it. So today, realize that if you are a child of God, your life is blessed. You may be in a time of struggle at the present, but the hand of God, the providence of God, is playing out in your life. And ultimately, these circumstances will work together for your good. How do we know? Because God promised they would. For we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Let's pray. Lord, today we thank you for the knowledge of the holy. We thank you for a knowledge of your word which directs our lives. I pray today that your people would be encouraged as they look back at life. May they be encouraged as they seek your hand in their life. Help them to realize that your hand guides them and all things work together for good for those who love you. Thank you for the hope that we have in Christ. It's in his name we pray. Amen. Well, have a blessed day as you see the hand of God in your life. And until tomorrow, this is Brother Mark signing off.